It's June 30th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. The brief you're about to hear is in the same spirit of the actual President's Daily Brief, which is a top secret summary of the most critical events in the past 24 hours, all delivered to the president each day by the nation's spymasters. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am your spy, and this is your brief. Here's what we're going to be talking about this morning. First up, you've seen the headlines about the terrible incident in Texas, where 53 illegal migrants were killed in the back of a tractor trailer. But there is so much more to this story, and I've got details that you need to hear. As always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing stories. Put these two on your radar. First, lots of news out yesterday about NATO, but there's one thing that's not being widely reported. America promised to send some jets to a country that'll probably use them to kill our allies in Syria. I'll explain. Finally, a record amount of America's oil is being sent abroad, despite the need here at home. But I'll explain why climate change policies are preventing that oil from becoming cheaper gas. All up next on the President's Daily Brief.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker. Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now, you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case, Jase, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with 5 essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase Case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jase handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
First up this morning on the PDB, there was a horrific incident in Texas earlier this week where at least 53 illegal migrants died inside of a tractor trailer. I spoke with you about that briefly on Tuesday. This morning, I've got the full story, and it is absolutely shocking. But it's also incredibly important, because there are critical lessons for all of us to learn, as voters, as Americans, and if I were in the White House this morning briefing the president, as political leaders. So here's what we know. Surveillance photographs show the tractor trailer driving through a security checkpoint in Laredo at about 2:50 on Monday afternoon. The truck at that point was empty. Over the next hour, the truck continued north on I-35, stopping at 2 Border Patrol checkpoints just south of San Antonio. Neither times was the trailer inspected. Meanwhile, it was hot out, 103 degrees. We now know that between 2:50 p.m. and 5:45 p.m., that truck driver stopped at a stash house, which is where the cartels usually hold their drugs, but in this case, illegal migrants. In other words, these illegal travelers were already in the United States. They were what the Border Patrol calls the gotaways. So the driver collects these folks, and then incredibly, he decides to get really high. He consumed what appears to be a massive amount of meth. And then he drove north, but at some point he either had mechanical problems or he got lost. But regardless, he pulls over in this desolate area south of Lackland Air Force Base. He got out of the truck and he wandered around while 60 or so people baked in the back of his truck. At 5:45, someone in the area heard screams for help, and then the emergency call came in at 5:50. When the authorities arrived, they began to triage those who were still alive. And that's when the driver decided to pretend that he was one of the victims. Well, cops quickly figured out that that wasn't true, all because of the surveillance video out from Laredo from hours earlier. They arrested him. What we know about this man is that he is based out of Houston. He is a U.S. national. His family is from Mexico. And he's got a very long history of crimes and prison time. And he's now actually hospitalized for what appears to be a drug-related overdose ailment of some kind. Finally, there are three others connected to this human smuggling ring, at least one Mexican national, some found with weaponry, but regardless, they are all under arrest. Depending on what prosecutors decide, the whole lot of them could face life in prison or the death penalty. Now, if I were with the president this morning briefing him on the latest, I'd end this very sad update with some key takeaways. First, the truck made it through two Border Patrol checkpoints, and at neither of them was the truck searched. And that's because, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, there weren't enough agents to do so. In other words, this isn't ultimately a failure by the Border Patrol. This is a failure of the federal government, by Congress and the White House, to do its job and properly resource our border. Second, that truck driver was headed north. How far north, we don't know, but we do know that you can drive an awfully long ways on I-35. You hit Oklahoma, then Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, all the way to Minnesota. The point is pretty clear. Border issues aren't a Texas issue. Every state is a border state. We are all impacted by illegal migration. Finally, we need to really think about this horrible incident as part of an operation, because that's exactly what it was. Consider all the equipment and the personnel involved. These criminals have semi-trucks, drivers, stash houses along the border. And since we know that the driver was going somewhere north, there are clearly a network of stash houses throughout the country. Plus, consider all the planning that went into this, even though it ended horrifically. Look at the coordination, the logistics of it all. In other words, this driver and his truck are part of a big business. And in fact, a report came out last year that showed that cartels can make $14 million a day through human smuggling. So we're talking about a multi-billion dollar business. And that business exists because, as I briefed you before, America has a system of incentives that compel people to come here illegally. We provide free medical care, free schooling, free food, housing, and if you have a child while you're here illegally, they're automatically a U.S. citizen. So the bottom line here, and the frank counsel that I would offer the president, is that solving this problem isn't just about more Border Patrol agents or better inspections, although, don't get me wrong, we should absolutely do that. And in fact, Texas Governor Abbott is doing that this morning. He's increasing inspections with his state officers, even though that's supposed to be the job of the federal government. Still, solving this problem fundamentally requires more than Border Patrol agents. It requires a president and a Congress who understand that the real driver to this issue is a broken system of incentives that push desperate people to do desperate things. Now, to be fair, some would disagree with me here. They would say that the root cause of all of this, of what's pushing people from Guatemala or El Salvador to America, is not our incentives. It's corruption and violence throughout Central America. And to fix that, they say that we need a lot more foreign aid. The problem here is that we've tried that approach many times. For example, when Joe Biden was vice president, he helped draw up plans for what became a $2.6 billion aid package to the region. Or consider George Bush. He sent hundreds of millions of dollars too, plus a really big push for private sector investment. Well, 20 years later, illegal migration has only gotten worse. Corruption, worse. Violence, also worse. So the root cause argument here just doesn't hold any water because we tried to address it, and the data say that it failed. So that means, in my view, and in my counsel to the president, we need to fix what we can control, and that is our border and our incentive structures. Because until you address those two things, especially change those underlying incentives that draw migrants to come here illegally, well, the horrific stories like the one in Texas this week, they will only continue. Coming up, a closer look at what's on my radar.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
What if there was someone out there who kept a log of every single thing you did every minute of the day? Well, yeah, right, that would be pretty creepy. But what if I told you that's exactly what happens every time you go online? Your internet provider, like AT&T or Verizon, is allowed to store logs of every website you've ever visited and can legally sell this data to anyone. Now, that's why I'm very pleased to tell you about ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your internet provider can't see or log what you do online. Many VPNs claim to have a no-logs policy, but have been caught logging customer activity. ExpressVPN is the only VPN I'd recommend to you because they use what's referred to as trusted server technology. They were the first major VPN provider to engineer all of their VPN servers to run on RAM only. This makes it impossible for their VPN servers to store any data, including logs, of any ExpressVPN customer. ExpressVPN is so confident in their no-logs claim, they even had one of their biggest assurance firms, PwC, audit their technology. Now here's the point. Stop letting people keep logs of what you do online. Visit expressvpn.com/baker, that's B-A-K-E-R, right now, and find out how you can get 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/baker.
As always, I'm watching a few other stories this morning. Put these two on your radar. Yesterday, Joe Biden announced a bunch of new policies regarding NATO. You probably saw some of the headlines. We got a new military base in Poland and thousands of permanent troops. There's a new battery system in Italy. And of course, the big news, Finland and Sweden are now on track to join NATO after they struck a deal with the country of Turkey. So you might recall the brief that I gave you on this issue. Turkey was opposed to both of those countries joining NATO because some of Turkey's former citizens, made up of an ethnic group called the Kurds, well, they're living in Finland and Sweden, but Turkey thinks that many of them are terrorists. Plus, Turkey's president really wants two different kinds of American jets, F-16s and F-35s. And he was using his veto power over Finland and Sweden joining NATO as leverage to get those jets. Well, I've got an update on all of that, and there are definitely reasons why you should care. First, Finland and Sweden both promised Turkey that they would cooperate on sending Kurds back that were deemed terrorists. Well, Turkey immediately produced a list of wanted Kurds, and not all of them were terrorists. Some, as it turns out, just don't like Turkey's leadership, specifically President Erdogan. Second, and here's what you really need to know. Joe Biden agreed to send Turkey a bunch of our F-16 jets. And that could be a major problem once Turkey starts using them. And that's because those jets will be used to blow up a bunch of Kurds in Syria. Kurds that we trained to fight Islamic extremism in the region. So to explain what's going on, we work with Kurdish groups in northern Iraq and Syria to take on ISIS and Al-Qaeda. You, as taxpayers, have spent millions of dollars on their training and you sent them a whole bunch of weapons. Well, those Kurds now have a big X on their forehead, and our F-16 jet fighters will probably be used to strike them, or at least that's the growing fear that I've heard from my former intel colleagues. And if that happens, our war on terror just got a lot harder to execute. So we'll see how this one plays out, but it could have major implications for security in the Middle East, absolutely. But it could also even encourage terror attacks here in the homeland. Finally this morning, oil production is way up in America. But odds are, you will not see the benefit of that at the gas pump. So let's dive into the reasons for why that is. We learned yesterday that U.S. oil companies added about 13 new rigs in just the past couple of weeks, and that takes us up to 750 rigs in total, almost double from this time last year. Analysts are predicting that oil and natural gas production, most especially in West Texas and New Mexico, will hit records this year. But much of that oil is actually being exported. For example, the amount of Gulf Coast crude that's bound for other countries is going to hit about 3.3 million barrels per day, and that's a record. So why are oil and gas companies selling their product abroad when we need gas and diesel so desperately here? Well, part of it is about profit, no doubt, but a bigger part of that is because we're running out of refining capacity. But a bigger part of that is because we can't process it all. As you probably know, oil has to be turned into gas and diesel at big refining facilities, but our capacity to do that has reached its limit. As I briefed you on previously, refineries on the East Coast are at 98% of capacity. Gulf Coast, about the same. Now, we could build new refineries, it's true, but that is massively expensive and it takes many, many years. And energy companies are really loath to do that, to make those big kinds of investments, because there's the mandate from Washington, D.C. to move away from fossil fuels towards renewable energy. The upshot is that as Joe Biden pushes for more production, it's not going to have much of an effect at the gas pump unless we can refine it. And I'm sorry to say that more refining is just not on the horizon in this country, all because climate change policies in D.C. won't allow for it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.